Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Facebook launched Android Lite in over 170 countries, a 2-megabyte Android app with the ability to add and view photos, videos, and stories content. Reels content can be viewed but not created in the app. There's also no advertising, dark mode, or end-to-end encryption, with no plans to create a similar app on iOS. TikTok added new anti-bullying features to its app. The app will now show a prompt if an algorithm believes a comment violates community guidelines, offering the option to edit or post it anyway, and users can now select a filter all comments option. When selected, only creator-approved comments will be displayed. CBS News reports Twitter is suing Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in federal court following an investigation the AG launched into Twitter after it banned President Trump. Twitter alleges the AG is violating the First Amendment by trying to punish the social network for exercising free speech rights over the content it hosts. Russia's state communications regulator said it will slow down all mobile access to Twitter and half of all desktop connections as well after the social network failed to take down over 3,000 posts that allegedly contained illegal content targeted at children. The regulator threatened to block Twitter in the country if the content is not removed. The Linux Foundation launched SigStore, a nonprofit initiative to improve open source software supply chain security. SigStore aims to provide free tools to developers built off of the OpenID authentication protocol to securely sign software artifacts, which can be stored in a tamper-proof public log, with an initial release planned by the end of the year. Google added new features to Chrome OS, including Phone Hub, which will let you find an Android phone from a Chrome OS device, tether with one click, and check your phone's battery life. There's also Wi-Fi Sync, which lets you automatically connect to Wi-Fi networks your Android phone trusts, and Nearby Share, which lets you easily share files between Chrome OS and Android devices without needing an internet connection. Twitter product chief Kayvon Bakepour confirmed the company is working on a big overhaul of its TweetDeck client. Bakepour said this would be shared publicly later this year, although it's unclear if this means an overhauled TweetDeck will actually be released in 2021. Amazon is expanding its Amazon One technology, which lets customers pay by scanning their palms to identify them, to more stores in the greater Seattle area. It's now available in Amazon's 4-star store in Lynnwood, and in the coming weeks, an Amazon bookstore in Bellevue, and its 4-star and pop-up stores in South Lake Union, with plans to bring it to 12 physical stores. Insider sources say Amazon has reached the late prototype stage for its home robot codenamed Vesta, which has reportedly been in development for 4 years. The current device in development is about the size of 2 small cats, includes a screen, microphone, several cameras, and sensors for monitoring things like temperature and humidity, as well as a small compartment for carrying objects. Samsung announced a follow-up to its 970 EVO SSD called the 980, its first DRAM-less NVMe SSD, relying instead on the host memory buffer feature in the NVMe specification. The drive is an NVMe M2 PCI Express 3.0 drive and costs between $50 for the 250GB model and $130 for the 1TB version. Asus announced the ROG Phone 5 gaming phone series with all models including a Snapdragon 888 SoC, 144Hz 6.78-inch OLED screen that includes a 300Hz touch sampling rate, and a headphone jack with a dedicated DAC. The base model starts at €799 and includes 256GB of storage and 8GB of RAM. A Pro model starts at €1,199 with 16GB of RAM and a customizable ROG Vision OLED panel on the back, with an Ultimate model at €1,299 with 18GB of RAM. Sonos announced the Sonos Roam, a $169 portable battery-powered speaker that weighs under a pound, which supports Sonos's TruePlay room tuning, offers Amazon and Google Smart Assistant integration, integrates with other Sonos speakers, and supports two Roams in stereo over Wi-Fi. The Roam claims a 10-hour battery life with support for wireless charging, available for pre-order now, shipping April 20th. The Vudu app is now available on Fire TV devices. The app supports Dolby Vision content, and users can access their existing Vudu library as well as rent content in the app. Adobe removed the beta designation from its native Apple Silicon version of Photoshop, although the release does not yet have full feature parity with the x86 version. The company also updated Photoshop on iPad to add cloud document version history and its AI-enabled super resolution feature to the Camera Raw plugin. Researchers at the University of Washington developed a contactless system to detect heartbeats using a developer version of Alexa with a low-quality speaker using emitted audio signals. Users have to sit within 2 feet of a speaker to take a reading, and the researchers found deviations from ECG readings were not medically relevant. And finally, Samsung announced it will hold its second Unpacked event of 2021 on March 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, with a press release promising it will explain how it's bringing awesome to everyone. The A in awesome is capitalized, so it's suspected Samsung will announce a new Galaxy A lineup of phones. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.